Lots of folks in all kinds of industries continue to mull over and report on different aspects of the tax bill that finally made it through the congressional pipeline. But as it's being reported this week by USDA, it could take some time to sort out all of the overall effects of the tax reform on agriculture as a whole. We'll have that report, including some agriculture comments from the president.
It's the largest tax cut in the history of our country.
President Trump of the tax reform bill as to how it's going to affect farmers and the ag sector.
It's unclear what the overall net impact on farms will be.
USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson says first, details are just coming out. Second, it's going to affect some farmers more than others. President Trump has been touting the estate tax provision of the law.
It makes the vast majority of family farms and small businesses exempt from the estate tax.
Johansson says the vast majority of farms were already exempt. Last year, less than 2% would have had to pay the estate tax. However,
certainly with the lifelong exemption being increased to $11.2 million per individual, $22.4 for a couple, that will help to that extent, but it was a small number of producers in the first place.
In other areas, the 7 individual tax brackets will be allowed higher income deductions and
many producers are taxed at the individual tax rate as pass-through businesses, and that will help producers.
He says other provisions may have the opposite effect. Could take a year to know how it's going to come out. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
I'm Gary Cooper, Southeast AgNet.